I reached a point in Los Angeles where I almost snapped, so you can imagine what that was like. I'd had it. So I went to a place to calm down. The reason I'd actually had almost lost my mind was because CBS had flown me to Los Angeles. They'd flown me to Los Angeles because a writer and a director and a producer had seen my act in New York City. And they saw the act and they took from my act a number of lines and created from those lines a character for the pilot of a sitcom. I don't know if you know about pilots. The way in which our country generates television, they put one episode, one, and then they take that episode, produce it, and they show it to a room filled with monkeys. And if the monkeys don't shit themselves, you might have a hit. So they had created this character from all of my lines, and CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition for this character. Some of you are missing the point here. CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition to be myself. While I was on the plane, I looked back over my life, and I finally was really glad that in my youth I had taken LSD. I'd never really enjoyed the experience of watching a chair turn into 1,000 snakes, but now I was happy and was glad that I had done it, because LSD is the only thing that could prepare you for the moment that you'd be auditioning to be you. And I gave a great audition. Why? Because I'm me. An hour later, I got a phone call from CBS. And they said that I had given a great audition, but someone had given a better one. Unbeknownst to me, there was a better me. So I was a little upset.